pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Inexorably drawn to you here. In your own room. Summoned by your desire for pleasure. Yet, what do I find? Absolute trash. Why so jumpy, darling? You couldn't be so engrossed in that drivel that you didn't sense me behind you. I am, after all, here because of you, and I see that I'm most definitely needed. Oh my. I really must have startled you. You spun around so quickly that you haven't even removed that hand from your cock. Gods, the way you're gripping it, no wonder you're in need of help. It's not a club to be held in an iron grip. Move your hand this instant before you hurt yourself. I'm sure this is unsettling, but do try to pay attention. You brought me here, after all. I know exactly what it is you desire, and in time, if you listen to your mistress and be a good pet, I might let you have it. Since practically the dawn of time, pleasure and the need for it has pushed men to fight, to steal, to plunder, to commit untold acts of depravity for the euphoria that I offer you now. With my guidance, you can touch the very essence of pleasure, understand what true release is. What I offer is your only desire. Would even your soul be too high of a price? That lustful gaze in your eyes tells me the answer is no. So, my dear, let us not waste any more time. Just nod your head yes, as consent is key to my gift of unbridled pleasure. Give yourself to me, and your ecstasy can begin. Good pet. Your eagerness is tantalizing. First things first, darling. Take a good look at my face and this body before you. The supple breasts, the elegant curves of my hips, the inviting softness of my thighs, wrapped in this scrumptious black leather. That's right. Drink it in. Let the smoldering passion in my eyes sear into your brain. Hold on to these images, because from now until you are told otherwise, you are deemed unworthy to gaze upon anything other than my feet. Oh, my pet, that involuntary twitch I just elicited from your throbbing member. This denial of my beauty excites you? For such an unworthy subject to embrace their role so willingly promises pleasure for us both. Listen well. I'm sure it may be difficult for you to fathom in your current state, but this is vital to you becoming what you so long to be. From this moment, you are my pet, and I am your mistress. You will follow my directions without question. You will do no more and no less. Only what I tell you to do. Obedience will be rewarded handsomely, but defiance will only cause you pain. Know that I am your mistress, but you will not address me by that name or any other. The only sounds you shall make will be the moans and sighs and whimpers and pleading ragged breaths that I am going to tear from your throat. Just nod, sweet pet. Let your mistress know that you understand. Now the fun can truly begin. Pet, do reach behind you and turn that infernal racket off. You will no longer fill your head with such nonsense. Good, Pet. Now, let's put those hands in your lap. No, not on your cock. You aren't ready yet. I know you think you need to, but trust me, you don't understand the meaning of need yet. Be a good pet. Put them flat down on your thighs. I want you to appreciate your instrument. You simply must before you can play it effectively. Look at it, pet. The straining hardness, veins pressing hungrily against satin-covering steel. It really is a wonder of nature. I'm sure nothing would please you more than to feel my soft hand wrap around it, slowly stroke and tease. A thumb sliding over the tip, the slight twist as my fingers run from top to bottom in a firm embrace. But alas, my hands will never grace you with their touch, no matter how you beg. Yours will have to do, won't they, darling? Nod your head for me. Let me know you understand. Good pet. Your mistress is pleased. Now, it's time to have some fun with you. Don't think I haven't noticed the drops of pre-cum escaping each time I praise you. And when I'm done with you, there will be a steady stream. Your need will escape you in sound and sensation, and in your head you will beg for more. Need replacing need, the fever pitch of desire will absolutely consume you. Lift your left hand, now place it on your stomach. Oh my, it's trembling. How absolutely delicious. You are so much fun, pet. We've only started. Gently run that hand from your stomach. Slowly up, higher, higher. That's right, over your chest. Now, pet, wrap it around your throat. Don't you fucking hesitate. Grip that throat. Don't make me punish you, pet. Be a good boy. That's right. Now squeeze just a little bit more. Good. Now don't move it. Are you getting harder? My, my, such potential. Nod your head when you want to release your grip. Are you sure, pet? Your own hand depriving you of air and you aren't going to nod? You like it, don't you? I knew you would. My depraved little plaything. Now for your other hand, run it down your inner thigh for me. Yes, that soft flesh there. Now, slap it for me. Ugh, that was pitiful, pet. Slap it. I want it to sting, leave a mark, or by the gods, or I fucking will. Much better, my pet. Now, grip that spot nice and firm. Let your hand renew that stinging heat. You're getting it. I only want what's best for you. You're being such a good pet. You may release your throat. Feel the blood starting to rush back, revel in the sensation. And put your left hand back down to your thigh, just like the right hand on the inside, very lightly, pet, barely touching. Slowly, slide your left hand up toward those balls for me. There's a good boy. Take them in your hand, now cup them. Feel the weight. I bet they're so heavy. Tug on them. Pull them away from you as if a mouth was sucking them firmly into its warmth. You can even imagine it's your mistress's mouth, though it's a sensation you will never get to enjoy. Now, squeeze them tightly. Tightly, I said. See? I told you. The pre-cum is streaming from you now. Your cock is practically convulsing with anticipation. Now, my sweet pet, take that right hand and very lightly encircle your cock with it. Feel your fingers slowly wrap around it. Breathe in the sensual haze hanging in the air. Concentrate on my instructions. You can feel your heartbeat in your cock, can't you? And as you begin to stroke it, long and slow, that's it. Close your hand as you reach the tip. That's right, pet. Let your pre-cum coat your hand and then force it open as it slides back down your length to the base. Smooth strokes. Let your mind's eye picture perfection. Good boy. Let the sensation of skin on slick skin wash over you. Feel long, sensual legs wrap around you, pulling you deeper each time you reach the base. I know that face. Are you close? Stop this instant. You aren't going to come yet, goddammit. You haven't earned release yet. Don't be foolish. Now, squeeze those balls tighter. Tug harder. Let your need burn and swell. You may start stroking again, sweet pet. Don't get close again, or there will be consequences. Give in to your carnal desires, darling. Quicken your pace a bit. Your dream lover needs that cock. Drive her wild and rock those hips into your strokes. Claim what you want. No right or wrong. Only your ache for pleasure and the sensations that spur you toward it. Stop. Your muscles were tightening. My naughty pet was getting too close again. But Mistress knows all of your body's secrets. It betrayed you and denied that pleasure you were oh so close to. Whatever am I going to do with such a needy little pet? Let's start again. You may begin again, and this time I'm going to count down for you, my pet. You will not come until we reach zero. I can sense your need, but you require discipline. For once in your miserable existence, don't quit. Make the pain and urgency last until your mistress grants release. Trust your pleasure to me, pet. Don't disappoint me. 20. The need physically hurts now, doesn't it? Don't tease your hand. Let it slide open for you like a morning flower. 19. Good, pet. I hear your whimpers, but you're not ready to come yet. Be patient and make it last for your mistress. 18. 17. 16. 15. I can feel your willpower holding back for me. It's invigorating. You need this so bad, don't you, pet? 14. 13. 12. 11. Your cock is glistening with your own pre-cum. That twitch as you reach the tip and begin the torture again is absolutely divine. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6. Is my hot breath against your ear and cheek making this harder? Good, my dear pet. You'll never watch that squalor again, will you? No, I think not. I have ruined that for you now. All that remains is my voice and the filthy images conjured in your depraved mind and the feel of your hands. Nothing less than mistress's direction will do for you to come properly. I own you now. Don't forget that. 5. And now, just to prove to you who controls your very soul, pet, this is where the countdown ends, for now. Remove your hands immediately. Don't you dare fucking look at me. You asked for this. Once I leave, you will clothe yourself, crawl into your bed, and think about how good you could feel if only your mistress would have allowed it. My followers are not yet enough in number, and until there have been 200 souls claimed as mine, none shall feel the exquisite, unburdening release that I know you would do absolutely anything for. Oh, try not to cry, my pet. Take solace in knowing that I will take good care of you, and one day the countdown can end. You can reach the blissful end of your journey. For now, however, pray for my return so that your hunger can be sated.